world in which we live is influenced by how much people give and how much people take. Both Joan and I are absolutely delighted to have on the line our wonderful Mayor, Dr. Michelle Byrne, the Mayor of the Hillshire Council, and Mickey Beer, a wonderful person, the Executive Officer of the Hills Community Aid, who are givers, who spend every moment of their life trying to make lives better for each other. And on behalf of Joan and myself and Spotlight, a very warm welcome to both of you this morning.
Thank you.
The thing we want to talk about, if I can say, Michelle, is in the context of looking at the mayoral sleepout, which is going to be on in a very short while, in fact, the 14th of August. It's taken on its own life and it's got its own challenges, but you put your name behind it in your professional role of mayor and also your own personal family name for trying to raise much-needed funds for people, particularly in the hills, and people who need it in terms of food and homeless. Why did you do that?
Great question, Jimmy. You always ask good questions. I think because for a long time there was a misunderstanding as to what homelessness is and how it actually exists. And I think a lot of the time you look at the hills and you think it doesn't have these social issues that you see in other areas, but we absolutely do. Within our community there are people in need. Within our community there are people who are homeless or on the brink of being homeless. And it's not the form of homelessness you generally see in the city in Parramatta. You know, you see the old men with paddy clothes and things like that, lying with padded blankets. It doesn't exist like that in the hills. It exists in the form of couch surfing, sleeping in cars. You're talking about people who have serious financial problems. They've lost their jobs. The bank is closing in on their mortgage and things like that. So they find themselves without a roof over their head. Happens a lot with the young people as well. Unfortunately, and the other form, of course, is women and children trying to escape domestic violence and looking for crisis accommodation and looking to get away from the environments in which they live. And these people are here in our own backyard. We just don't see it, except they're there. And I think for me, it's really important that we look after everyone in this community. And if one person in need is in need, then we really need to reach out and help them. And that's what the sleepout is really all about. The crux of the sleepout is raising awareness of homelessness and the fact that it exists here, but also raising funds to help those in our community who are close to the edge, who are close to becoming homeless or are homeless. And I think we all have a responsibility to look after others and to use our own resources and the things we've been blessed with to help those most in need within our community. And so that's why I support the sleepout.
Well, can I just say thank you very much, because over a period of time, I think it's raised in excess of $300,000, and the community has got right behind you and supports those ideals. We're really delighted to have Mickey Beer, the Executive Officer of the Hills Community Aid. You do an amazing job, Mickey. You go to places that people don't go, and you roll your sleeves up. And I just want to, on behalf of Darren and myself and 90.5 and Spotlight, thank you, and particularly those that you serve. COVID has brought about an increased need to help what I call our brothers and sisters, to help people who really do need it. I mean, we talk about clients, but at the end of the day, we're talking about people who are most vulnerable, who need help. And your resources are really getting pushed.
Yes, and that's definite. You know, with the last two years and COVID being about, we've definitely seen a huge increase in our clientele and a lot of different people who are reaching out for the very first time for support. So it's been a really hard couple of years for people financially.
Can you share with us, without being too particular, but share with us some of the things that breaks your heart when people come to you? Because they don't come to you to have a good time, it's to survive. Can you tell us some of those, when you meet their eyes, what's that like? Or they've got their kids around there, you know, holding their hands. That must break your heart.
It does break our heart quite, you know, often. And, you know, when we've got a mum or a dad who is standing there saying to us, I don't have food for tonight. I've been given an eviction notice. You know, I live week to week and we've just lost our jobs because of COVID, or some other circumstance sometimes. and we don't know what we're going to do, it does break your heart. These, you know, they're people who are, you know, workers. They want to work. They want to pay their rent on a week-to-week basis. You know, they support themselves. But circumstances outside their control have led them to be knocking on our door. And it's not an easy thing for people to do. Especially we've found that there's, sorry, Jim, we've found
you're right.
No, layer for some people. You know, there were supports around last year where people's rent was held for them. This year, that seems to be a bit of a gap in the services that are, and the supports that are being offered to people. But people's rents aren't being held for them any longer or reduced for them. But on top of that, they're having to pay back the rent that they didn't pay last year. So a lot of people are paying more for rent this year than ever before because of the debt, with less financial support, and still their jobs are impacted because of COVID as well.
Mickey, I mean, the stories that you could tell our listeners is incredible. Can I ask you this to visualise? I want our listeners to visualise. When people come in to see you, can you see the pain in their eyes and in their mannerisms? Can you feel that with them when you meet them?
Definitely. Pain. And for people, you know, embarrassment. They don't want to have to be asking for this help. And you know, a lot of people, they really struggle. And we know that there's people that don't come and knock on our door that really, really need that financial support and or that one-off assistance. And they're the people that we say, please reach out. You know, there's no judgment on our part. Reach out. We have this support here to offer people. So, you know, don't be embarrassed. Don't be upset. Just reach out, because we've got a community that's here to support us, to support you.
I just, again, on behalf of Darren and myself at 90.5, we just thank both of you so much for your strong leadership in taking on this really important task. Michelle, you at a level not only are concerned about the physical needs of the homeless, but you also have a very strong bias or concern with regards to the mental stress and the issues that it's placing a number of people in. Share with us how that makes you feel too in the context of this.
Obviously, I have a passion for mental health and really promoting good mental health within our community. And a lot of the people that you see who are homeless often do have mental illnesses, or something's occurred to them during the course of their life that's led to them being out on the street. And so when you talk to some of these homeless people that have come from the hills, that have actually come from the hills, and they will tell you stories of how they had it all. You know, one year I know we had it sleep out. We had a man called Andy who's homeless. He was homeless in Castleville. He now lives down in Parramatta. And he told us the story of how he was a biochemical engineer. Very bright man. Very bright man. Had it all. Wonderful career. Wonderful marriage. And then it all broke down on him. You know, he lost his job, his marriage failed, and as a result of developing a mental illness, and that's what's led him to be out in the streets. So I'm really concerned about mental health of our community right now, because I can see the impact that this lockdown is having, not just on those who are at risk of being homeless and are homeless, but also on the general community as well. And, you know, I get called all the time, Jimmy, as you can imagine, being a mayor, from people who are really distressed by what's going on around them. And some of these people still have their jobs, not that they've lost their jobs, but just the mental impact of being locked down and not being able to see friends and families, and just the consequences that has is really, really, really impacting probably not just this community, but all communities right across the globe, really, when you start to think about it. So I think there's a lot of work to do within that space. Obviously, as a council and as, you know, leaders and things, in really promoting good mental health and helping people that need that support, helping them to access the services that they need, but also getting out there that it's actually okay to say that you're not okay. And I think in the hills we're very, very proud. We don't want to tell people that we're struggling mentally. We don't want to tell them that we're struggling financially. But I think it's breaking through that and making sure that people are comfortable to actually come forward and say, hey, I need help. And of course, you know, myself, you, Jimmy, Mickey, all of us, Darren, all here to say, yes, of course, we'll help you.
Well, we can't thank you enough. Michelle, Mickey, we're going to go to a little break. We're going to come back, because the real crux to what we want our listeners to understand and support is, how can we help on the 14th of August satisfy all of these needs for our people. You're on Alive 90.5 and we're speaking with Dr. Michelle Byrne, our wonderful Mayor of the Hillshire and our wonderful Executive Officer of Community Aid, Mickey Beer. Michelle, tell us, we've spoken about all the things and I think most people can comprehend much of what we've spoken about, but here comes the crunch. How can we help you and Mickey solve these very, very sad and often, you know, just incredible experiences for people? How can we make their lives better through you guys?
I think obviously Jimmy, through getting involved with the Hills Winter Sleep Out.
Well, how do we do that? How do we do that?
So all you have to do is jump online on our Facebook page. There's a link to the website where you can register. This year, unfortunately, it is a virtual sleep out. We'd all love to be back at the farm together, but we can't do that, obviously. So between 6 and 9, there'll be an online session so you can hear speakers and hear from organisations that work with the homelessness within our community. I'm encouraging everyone to register. I think it's only $20. And then sleep on your couch, sleep in your backyard, sleep in the car, and for one night experience what it could be like to be homeless. And at the same time, we're raising funds for Hills Community Aid for their Homelessness Initiative program. And all the money will go to help those who are at risk of homelessness or are homeless right here in the Hills. All the money we raise goes straight to Hills Community Aid, and it all stays here in the Hills to help our local residents.
But I can only give a little bit. Does that matter?
No, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't. And I think every cent helps. I know, a lot of our businesses are struggling as well, and I know that quite often they're very, very generous to business owners in the Hills, and I understand that as well. But, you know, every cent that you give helps. Doesn't need to be a huge amount. Even $5 helps. It goes a long way to help those most in need. And, of course, the other point of sleep out here is just to raise awareness around homelessness as well. So you're doing two things at once, really, when you start to think about it. But the more support we can get, the better, the more awareness we can raise around homelessness. And the more support we give Hills Community Aid, which is a very unique charity in the Hills, there's no other charity in the Hills like it, the better, because they're doing a fantastic job really helping people on the ground in the community.
So it's not too late to get involved?
No, you can register all the way up to August 14 if you like. And quite often we have a few late-minute entries, people that decide at the very last second, I can do this, I can sleep out for one night. So it's just a matter of just getting involved, jumping online, or if you can't sleep out, or, you know, I don't expect everyone to sleep out, but you can also sponsor someone who is going to sleep out as well. So you can jump online, find someone that you would like to sponsor them $5, whatever.
Michelle, sorry to cut across you there. That's absolutely fantastic. I was going to go to Mickey. Mickey, last year you had an incredible system with Darren Cage Davis, our producer of this show, where there was a fantastic environment where people were able to make small contributions but added up to a lot of money over the night. Can you tell us, is that operating this year and how can they get involved there?
It sure is. So as Michelle mentioned, we'll be online for the Hills Winter Sleep Out between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and that's open to all the participants who have registered to attend the event. And last year, people shared that they were attending the Winter Sleep Out on their social medias and things like that. So then people were able to jump online and sponsor their friends. If you don't know anyone who's attending the Winter Sleep Out, you can still go online and make a donation if you don't know anybody. And if for some reason that you're not on Facebook and things, please contact Hills Community Aid and we can talk to you and work that out for you and sort a donation out over the phone for you if you'd like.
That's
it. So
Jim.
Fantastic. Yes, Darren.
I'm thinking many things here, and I know that Alive 90.5 will assist with broadcasting, so those who may not be online can hear what that phone-in number will be and take part in what I will probably like to say. And Jim, as we do here on Spotlight, the ideas come thick and fast, and it will be the Hills Winter Sleep Out Clickathon. So we've had telethons in the past, but I think this should be a clickathon, don't you?
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So how does that work, Darren?
Well, I'm thinking that people will mostly click online, as Michelle and Mickey have been telling us, that you can either get involved directly or you can actually sponsor others who are involved. But on the night, if you're just hearing of this by other people's social media, then you will be able to click through and make those donations. Or also, the regular telephone part of it will be there as well. I know Mickey's working hard in the background to provide people who will be able to answer your calls on the night to donate. So no matter where you are and what you have, as long as you've got that credit card, you will be able to donate to the cause of the Hills Winter Sleep Out to help homeless people in the hills.
Fantastic. And would I be able to, as I said before, could I donate $5? Would that be okay?
You sure can. $5. You can donate any amount you like, small or large. It's all going to go and help and assist people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness in the hills.
And I just can't thank you enough, both of you, and also 90.5, for really getting behind this, because we are dealing with real people and we're dealing in real time. And I, like a lot of us, have experienced a whole range of things in our lives. And I'd hate to think what it would be like to bring, you know, one or two or three or four children to you, Mickey, just to put food in their stomach, let alone anything else. You're standing there and you're saying, hey, at least I can give you a feed for the night, or I can help you for the next couple of days, where you're at in your life, to give you a bit of support and give you hope. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah. And if we can assist somebody by, paying some rent for them or some mortgage for them, which means that they can stay in their own home with their family, that's so much more secure for people, and that really is one of the basic needs of people, food and housing.
It's been absolutely a pleasure to have our Mayor, Dr. Michelle Byrne, and please, we ask you to get behind the Mayoral Sleep Out, and to you, Mickey, thank you on a daily basis for trying to help people with, and I mean this with love and hope, to give their lives a little bit more meaning and support. Both Darren and I can't thank you enough. Darren, how can we find out more over the next couple of days? There's people at home and they go, okay, I can give $20 right now or $10. Will we be able to comfort that and tell them if they listen to 90.5, take them through that during that 6 to 9 period?
Yes, we will. And we must just finish up here because we are running out of time, but we'll get all that on the podcast and on the live 90.5 website as well.
Thanks for joining us. Best wishes on Saturday week.
Thank you so much. Thank you.